there's some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.
Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in San Francisco siding with labor unions who asked the court to block federal layoffs during the government shutdown. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The judge issuing an emergency order after federal agencies began laying off workers to reduce the size of the government during the shutdown. Layoff notices have been part of the Trump administration's efforts to put pressure on Democrats to come to a deal to end the shutdown. The judge saying the administration is acting without thinking it through, and quote, it's very much ready, fire, aim, end quote. And she added it has a human cost and cannot be tolerated.
In Israel, the prime minister's office says two coffins transferred to the Red Cross by Hamas are now in Israeli custody and will be brought to Israel for the identification process. Israel accusing Hamas of failing to turn over all deceased hostages and close the Rafah border crossing today, preventing aid trucks from entering. On Wall Street, stocks ending in mixed territory. This is ABC News. A Florida judge has issued a protective order against Congressman Corey Mills after an ex-girlfriend claimed he threatened to release sexually explicit videos of her, that according to court documents.
Mills previously said in a statement to ABC News that the claims are false and misrepresent his interactions. The judge orders the Florida Republican to not contact Lindsay Langston, Miss United States 2024, and a Republican state committee woman from Columbia County. Langston telling reporters that she feels justice was served, feels relieved, and tells others in her alleged situation to come forward, stick to your guns, be truthful, and have faith and courage.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. More than 30,000 nurses and other essential health care workers at Kaiser Permanente striking for a second day across several western states. Those on strike voicing frustration over low staffing and pay. They're asking for a 25% wage increase over the next 4 years. Kaiser is offering a 21.5% over the next 4 years. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Country star Luke Combs has added a second concert at Lambeau Field in May. The Packers made the announcement today, saying the move was due to popular demand. Shows are now set for Friday and Saturday nights, May 15th and 16th of next year. Pre-sales are underway this week for Combs Fan Club, as well as Packers partners and season ticket holders. Tickets for the general public go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. There's new information about a fatal ATV crash in the town of Glenmore earlier this month. The Brown County Sheriff's Office says a 3-year-old girl was killed. Her grandfather, a 68-year-old Glenmore man, was driving the ATV when it crashed into a steel feeding trough. Authorities say neither person on the ATV was wearing a helmet. They call it an unfortunate incident that did not involve any impairment or reckless driving. Should cell phones be banned from the classroom? A lot of people say yes, and yesterday Wisconsin lawmakers agreed. The Senate passed a bill supporting the ban of wireless devices during instructional time, 29-4. A recent Marquette Law School poll shows nearly 9 in 10 Wisconsin voters support banning phones during class, and nearly three-quarters support banning them all day. Assembly Bill 2 requires school boards to ban students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time. That means all cell phones, tablets, laptops, and gaming devices. The bill cleared the Assembly in February. It now heads to the governor's desk. Districts would have to adopt their policies by next July, with exceptions for emergencies or when a teacher authorizes use. A $3 lottery ticket turned into $100,000 for a lucky winner in Little Chute this week. Nobody won the jackpot, so you still have a chance at nearly $3 million in tonight's drawing. The winning ticket from Little Chute on Monday was one of only 400,000 winners in the country. The Quick Trip on Freedom Road sold the ticket. Nobody won the Powerball, though, so that grows to an estimated $273 million for tonight's drawing. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the low 60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, closer to the weekend than the beginning of the week. Eric here, good afternoon, CCR at 97.9.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting, proud mirror keep on.
Strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world.
Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Squeeze me tight.
The Kinks and Lola, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Hope your day going well. Appreciate you hanging out with me. An opportunity to do some fun Halloween things with the kids or grandkids happening this weekend for sure. A number of trunk or treats. There's a romp in the swamp. All kinds of cool stuff. And Ottertoberfest. This sounds pretty cool. Ottertoberfest, that'll be happening out at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary this Saturday from 1 to 8 p.m. Featuring live music. There'll be food trucks there, otter talks, meet and greet mascots. You'll see all kinds of cool stuff. And if you want to get some information on any of these events or other fun community events that are Halloween related, I suggest you go to our website. It is wgbw.fm. Just click on the community calendar and you'll see all these opportunities available to you.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always in the air
on Broadway.
But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter is right off and you're nowhere
on Broadway.
They say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, brother, love, say brother, love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show. Suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake.
What it's there for.
Hallelujah.
And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand.
Hallelujah.
Reach it out to the man up there, 'cause
hallelujah,
that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Yes, indeed. Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Hard to be in a bad mood while that's playing. Local news and timeless hits. You'll find them on 97.9 WGBW.
Best friend, if he put her down. the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Governor Evers wants to move forward with his plan to revamp Wisconsin prisons, which includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. A news release issued yesterday says the governor will ask the State Building Commission, which he also chairs, to release $15 million secured through the bipartisan state budget. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is a 127-year-old overcrowded prison that leaders and advocates have discussed closing for years. Governor Evers' plan emphasizes not only revamping existing prison facilities, but also investing in rehab programs to help address the state's growing prison population. The plan includes turning Waupun Correctional Institution into a state-of-the-art medium-security vocational village. The aim is to offer inmate training and workforce readiness so people getting out of prison can become contributing members of society, reduce their risk of reoffending, and improve public safety. Green Bay city leaders are looking to overhaul zoning codes to promote housing affordability. At Monday night's meeting, the city's plan commission discussed changing nearly 100 parts of its subdivision and zoning rules. It would be one of the most substantial revisions this century to Green Bay laws governing land use and development. The city's zoning administrator, John Leroy, says zoning regulations have been inconsistent with the city's affordable housing priorities in both the current comprehensive plan from 2003 and the city's latest vision of itself for the next quarter century. In general, the effect would be allowing more homes that are less expensive to build, more kinds of homes, and more people living on the same amount of land. Leroy said that a more extensive rewrite of the zoning code will happen sometime after the city council adopts a new comprehensive plan, which it's expected to do October 21st. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of a shower and a high in the low 60s. Partly sunny for Friday, a high in the low 70s, a few showers and storms around. The weekend looks cooler. It's 55 right now.
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. That I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? See the most beautiful girl that walked out on me. Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9, it's The Temptations.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle.
news and timeless hits. WGBW.
News and timeless hits, 97.9, broadcasting from downtown Green Bay with the Monkees, Daydream Believer.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? To a daydream believer and a
look at the two of us, strangers in many ways. We've got a lifetime to share, so much to say, and as we go from day to day, I'll feel to me.
We know the Carpenters, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric Westfall here. Good afternoon. Last night had my first rehearsal for A Christmas Carol, involved in that holiday production with Evergreen Theater. And man, this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a big cast, too. And the adaptation of it, of the original story for the stage here, is being done by the person who's also directing it. So something very personal for him as well. And again, early in the rehearsal process, but I can already tell this is going to be a lot of fun and likely going to be a sellout too. So I'll have details about the show dates and all that stuff as we get a little bit closer, but I'm very excited about this.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Blues and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, Elvis's 18th and final number one single.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams
on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
At a time. We'll get to Thanksgiving after Halloween, and we'll get to Christmas after Thanksgiving. One holiday at a time. That's just the way we roll at 97.9 WGBW.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.